Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Wednesday morning. Sedgwick County continues to grapple with the effects of a global pandemic. County Manager Tom Stoll says information is the key.
We hear a lot of, we don't know what's going to happen, and we are data poor here locally. We know we have four positive cases. We know we have a limitation and a restriction on test kits. That's a national situation. But what we do have, we are data rich in what's going on around the world. We are not the first. We are way down the line.
Says the that means Kansas is taking actions to mitigate the virus so we don't reach levels seen in the states of Washington and New York. And by the way, he mentioned four cases. We now have seven confirmed cases in Sedgwick County.
And the county has issued a stay-at-home order, with many exceptions, in an effort to slow the spread of the virus. County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner talks about what that order means.
I want to also point out that in the order, there is no words like lockdown, shutdown, call in the National Guard. None of that is in this order. It's to allow you as a citizen to live your life with the essential services for businesses that are essential.
And a list of those essential services and businesses are in the story. You can check that out on our website at knssradio.com.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, the Kansas WIC program will continue to operate.
However, local clinic staff will be able to assess and certify applicants for eligibility and issue food benefits remotely to those determined eligible. WIC is the nutrition program for low-income pregnant women, infants, and children from birth to age 5, funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Typically, WIC participants and applicants of the program must be physically present to receive services. The USDA physical presence waiver is effective through May 31st, 2020, or until extended. Information about the Kansas WIC program is located online at kansaswic.org. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly issuing more executive orders.
Kelly replaced an earlier order with a new one that temporarily prohibits certain foreclosures and evictions. The order explicitly requires that a financial hardship, indirectly or directly caused by COVID-19, be the reason a homeowner or renter can't make payments. In addition, no landlords can evict a resident tenant when all defaults or violations of the rental agreement are caused by financial hardships due to COVID-19. A second order prevents all waste removal providers from canceling or suspending commercial or residential waste or recycling removal services as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. A third order extends deadlines for driver's license and vehicle registration renewals and regulations. Kelly also extended tax filing deadlines to July 15th. This order is intended to bring Kansas's tax filing procedures in line with federal IRS measures.
And that's the Kansas Information Network's Steve Olinghaus reporting.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Once again, we will have low clouds and patchy fog as we get the morning started. But good news, we finally get a break from the cloud cover and cooler temperatures. In fact, we may be about 15 to 20 degrees warmer than yesterday with a high in the low to mid 70s. Tonight's low 51, cloudy and 76 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, 49 degrees, south wind at 12 miles per hour. 8:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward.
And we do start out with an obituary. The entertainment community has lost playwright Terrence McNally to the virus.
Terrence McNally, whose career has included the award-winning plays Love, Valor, Compassion, a master class. And the musicals Ragtime and Kiss of the Spider-Woman died at the age of 81 from complications from the coronavirus. McNally's won numerous Tony Awards, and his plays and musicals dealt with how people connected or failed to. He tackled everything from wartime tragedy to homophobia and love and AIDS. He was openly gay and was a lung cancer survivor who lived with chronic inflammatory lung disease. He married his partner, Thomas Curtahy, in Vermont in 2003 and in Washington, D.C. in 2010. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
People in self-isolation during the pandemic getting some video streaming options thanks to a national restaurant chain.
Binge-watching TV shows and movies is getting a little easier because of a new promotion from Popeyes.
Where we come from, everyone is family, and families share video streaming accounts.
The new Fried Chicken and Chill campaign offers its fans their Netflix login information if they post photos of themselves eating Popeyes, which is still operating drive-through and takeout service.
The first 1,000 people to post will get our streaming service username and password.
If you're one of the lucky ones, you get a month-long subscription to Netflix. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Oh, the rich and the famous always find things to get contentious about.
Kim Kardashian took on Taylor Swift over video footage that reportedly leaked in a series of tweets. Kardashian says, "I feel I'm left without a choice but to respond." I question Kanye's famous lyrics.
I made that famous.
And it was that line that miffed Swift. The new conversation leaked Friday. It showed West clearing the lyrics, but not that word. Swifty on Monday made a reference to the footage and took a victory lap, prompting Kardashian to write, "To be clear, the only issue I ever had around the situation was that Taylor lied through her publicist, who stated that Kanye never called to ask for permission," adding, "Nobody ever denied the word was used without her permission." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The queen of pop under fire for one of her comments.
Madonna, seen in an Instagram video bathing with flowers, calling the coronavirus the great equalizer, saying it doesn't discriminate who it affects and it has made us all equal in many ways.
That's the thing about COVID-19. It doesn't care about how rich you are, how famous you are, how funny you are, how smart you are, where you live.
Folks blasting the singer, calling her insensitive and accusing her of romanticizing a deadly virus. Madonna has yet to respond. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I think what we need for the Steve and Ted Show is a harpist. Someone to play the harp in the background. Like Madonna. Even that 10 seconds of that was excruciating.
Ew, yes.
Who cares? Woody Allen addresses his family rift.
Woody Allen sent a message to his daughter, Dylan. He would welcome Dylan with open arms. Allen's memoir, Apropos of Nothing, was published Monday after it was dropped by the original publisher. In the book, according to People magazine, the award-winning filmmaker addressed the rift in his family, writing, "To this day, Soon Yi and I would welcome Dylan with open arms if she'd ever want to reach out to us, as Moses did, but so far, that's still only a dream." Dylan previously accused Allen of molesting her when she was a child. Allen was investigated twice in the 90s, and no charges were filed. The filmmaker denies the accusation. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
As in any walk of life, there are celebrities who are testing positive for the virus.
The Fox Celebrity Profile. Some celebrities who've tested positive for coronavirus are sending messages and sharing updates on their condition. Tom Hanks says he and wife Rita Wilson feel better 2 weeks after their first symptoms. Hanks asks everyone to shelter in place. He adds, "If we take care of each other, help where we can, and give up some comforts, this too shall pass." Wilson also posted showing she's in good spirits, sharing an impressive video rapping to Naughty by Nature's Hip Hop Hooray.
I give props to hip hop, so hip hop hooray.
Idris Elba revealed his diagnosis March 16th, saying he felt okay and was asymptomatic. Daniel Day Kim started sharing his journey March 19th, hoping it'd help others. A few days later, he says he feels practically back to normal, adding he's been staying in bed, taking medication, and remains in isolation. Olga Kurylenko posted on Instagram she has recovered from the virus. She and several other stars, including Debbie Mazar, are raising awareness by sharing symptoms they experienced. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
What about Prince Charles?
Yeah, he's got it too.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's check in with the late night crew. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
Yeah. I heard the people stuck at home right now are eating more and sleeping less. It's like everyone on Earth just got dumped.
It was 50 years ago on this day in Wichita, the new Mall Cinema opened its doors at the Mall Shopping Center over there on East Terry.
On East Terry, yeah.
Seating capacity of more than 800 people. That was a big auditorium.
Big city, it was.
Yeah, the Mall Cinema.
50
years
ago.
That was one of the two theaters that were closest to me when I was growing up.
When you were a kid.
I went a lot of movies at the Crest and a lot of movies at the Mall.
I wonder how many people. That's right, Harry and what about Oliver, Hillside and Oliver?
Yeah, between Hillside and Oliver on Harry.
I wonder if people know exactly what that was before it was a mall. I know you know.
Yeah.
It was Kiddyland.
Yeah, it was an amusement park.
Yeah, it was an amusement park. It was kind of the little brother of Joyland.
Yeah, a little bit.
And that's where I first rode a pony with my cowboy hat on as a young child. Of course, it didn't go too fast. It was in this Kiddyland. All right, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt?
No,
interrupted the blur.
Mall Cinema.
Mall Cinema.
I remember that?
Well, my wife and I.
First place I saw Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Was in that theater.
When my wife and I were first married, we lived on the South Side, and we didn't have any money, so we would put Scott in a stroller and take him over there at that mall and just go up and down.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that mall. You bet. Memphis Cinema too.
Yep, the Mall Cinema opened 50 years ago on this day. Birthday today for Anita Bryant, singer. She is 80 today. Of course, she became a crusader in later years and against anti-discrimination laws.
Right.
And one of her famous stops on those rallies was in here in Wichita.
Right.
Yeah. Anita Bryant.
Great talent, great singer.
80 today. Yeah, happy birthday today to Jean Shalit, the book and movie critic who spent more than 40 years on the Today Show on NBC.
Wow.
Gene Shalit is 94 today.
Many people just yell at me, "Hey, baby, what's the weather?" This proves what I have long suspected, that I'm a dead ringer for Willard Scott and Al Roker. The silence of the lambs may be all wool and a yard wide, but it makes a terrific yarn.
He loves movies.
Avatar is magical.
It's definitely a see-it-again movie. X-Men should not be taken seriously. In fact, it should be taken with two aspirins.
He's good.
That's Gene Shalit. He was known for his puns and, of course, his crazy frizzy hair.
Mustache.
He had the big handlebar mustache and the bow ties. What a character. Gene Shalit is 94 today.
Wow.
Celebrating a birthday. And we'll go back 60 years ago on this day for our last two items. 60 years ago today, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in New York ruled that the D.H. Lawrence novel Lady Chatterley's Lover was not obscene and could therefore be sent through the mail.
Ah.
I'm glad we were really concerned about whether or not
striking
Lady
a blow.
Chatterley's Lover
striking
could
a
be
blow for smut.
Sent through the mail. That was 60 years ago today. And
yes,
it was also on that very same day, 60 years ago today, Ray Charles stepped into the recording studio in New York.
Georgia. Georgia.
Recorded this song.
The home.
Georgia on my mind.
On my mind, yeah.
The song was written in 1930 by Hoagy Carmichael.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
Hoagy Carmichael.
Of course, it's very much associated with Ray Charles, who is a native of Georgia.
Yeah.
He recorded it for his 1960 album, The Genius Hits the Road. Ray Charles was, this is a great quote from a music critic, said, Ray Charles was 30 when he sang this song. He sounded like he was 300. That's a great, good.
All right.
And usually Ray did song, he took about 10 or 12 takes to get the song right. They did this one in four takes.
Oh,
so
okay.
He pretty much had it nailed. And it knocked Save the Last Dance for Me by the Drifters out of the top spot on the charts. Georgia on My Mind hit number one on the pop charts late in the year 1960.
All right.
Ray recorded it 60 years ago on this day, and Rolling Stone magazine named this version the 44th greatest song of all time.
Wow.
Ray Charles, Georgia on My Mind. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair, a fantastic family-owned appliance repair business. If you've got an appliance that's in trouble, you call Terry. They'll get out to your house and help you out. 409-1525 is the phone number. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Bombardier is dealing with the virus. That's coming up. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.